The next morning, the doctor come in and said, well, I have some bad news for you, George. And I said, well, lay it on me. And he told me, says, you have cancer in the prostate real bad. And he says, on one side, from a 1 to a 10, it's a 10. On the other side, it's a 9. And he says, you don't have, you know, so your time is short.
And they said that they could not operate because the moment they opened it up and the air hit it, it would spread like fire. And so they said, the only thing we can do for you now is to disconnect the testicles because the testosterone is what makes it grow. And so you just cut off the fuel from the fire. And so they did that, and they told him that he would have a 50% chance of living 3 years with this type of cancer. And they said at that time, if it starts to grow again, they said they'd do periodic blood tests, and they can tell from the blood if it starts to grow. And they said at that time, if it started growing, then they would give him a choice of what kind of treatment he would want, if any. He said, if we explain to you the side effects of the treatments, you may not want to take them. You may just want to take your chances. And then 8 months ago, we met Calvin, and of course, I'm the most skeptical person on earth, I guess, because I thought all the time, I said, this is a scam, but I'll let him find out for himself. You know, this is a scam. I know it is. It's going to cost $1 million. But after he talked to us and we saw all the research that had been done, and it wasn't going to cost us $1 million, then he said, well, we'll try it. It's all natural substances and couldn't hurt.
They told me that the last time I went up there, they felt that that the growth is going, you know, getting smaller. That was just his opinion. And I had a lot of problems with my lymph glands. I couldn't, when I'd stand, you know, I couldn't get my arms wouldn't come down. And then at night when you sleep, I couldn't sleep on my, I could only sleep on my back. I couldn't sleep on my side, on either side. And I started taking that medicine, and before that I'd put pillows between my legs and everything. Nothing worked. I mean, you know, I was just miserable. And so after that, I started taking this medicine, and believe it or not, I can sleep on either side. I can sleep on my right side, my left side, and I can sleep on my stomach. There's no problem. And I just feel real good. I just feel good about the whole thing.
Medical sciences treatments have also been used in cases of breast cancer.
My name is Penny Miner. I'm 27 years old. When I was 22, I went to the doctor because I had lumps underneath my arm and they were hurting. For about 6 months, I had slept with pillows underneath each arm, sitting straight up in bed. And the doctors finally told me that what I had was some kind of a fibrocystic disease, and they weren't sure about it being malignant cancer or anything. So I went in and I had a couple of them tested. They found out that there was a malignancy, and they scheduled me to have surgery. And I went in and I had my surgery. I had a bilateral subcutaneous mastectomy. And while I was on the operating table, they came into some big problems, and I don't know exactly what happened. I just know that they had told me that I died on the table for 3 minutes and 27 seconds. They thought I was going to be retarded because I had been out for so long. It took them 4 hours to bring me back, and when I finally came back and they got me together again, they told me I was going to have to come back in the hospital in about 2 weeks, as soon as I got my strength back, to have the surgery finished, because they hadn't gotten all the cancer excuse me, because of the fact that they had to stop the operation. They put the implants in and sent him back to my room. Well, I talked to the doctors before I decided to go back in and have something else done, and I asked them what would happen if I didn't go in, and they told me I'd be dead before I was 28. And I asked him what my chances were of coming off the table alive this time instead of having problems like I did before, and they said that my chances were 50-50. Well, I have two kids. At the time, they were 1 and 2. And there's no way that I was going to take a chance on going back in the operating table. So I told them just to forget it. I went in January because I had another lump come up, and I didn't know what it was. I'm back to the doctor. He put me in the hospital, did surgery. What he told me was that I had scar tissue from my previous surgery, and I had some lymph nodes and everything that he took out, and I was in there 3 hours, and I should have only been in there for 30 minutes, and it was an extensive operation, but I was doing fine. But he couldn't...